This is the Dallas Morning News.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is the Dallas Morning News.
It's Wednesday, January 25th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high near 50 and a low near 32. Here are today's headlines. As Dallas County's jail population swells to near capacity, state officials are warning that not meeting standards could force them to step in. As of Monday, the Dallas County Jail is in compliance with state rules. But reaching capacity threatens the county's ability to properly staff the jail and keep it safe and secure, said Brandon Wood, executive director of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. Regardless of how close it is to capacity, the state can issue orders at any time to require a county to reduce its jail population if the county falls out of the state standards to provide a safe and secure jail. Many Dallas County inmates are stuck in the jail, even though their legal cases should allow them to be transferred to other facilities. Jasmine Carter, Dallas County Sheriff's Department spokesperson, said there are several reasons for the increase in population, such as waits for state transfers, mental health facilities, and court proceedings. The delays, county officials say, are costing millions of dollars each month. In other news, cyber attacks were responsible for the service failures and delays in November's disastrous Taylor Swift concert ticket presale. The Senate Judiciary Committee convened a hearing to examine an epic service meltdown that frustrated fans eager to snag seats for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. Joe Berchtold, president and chief financial officer of Ticketmaster parent company Live Entertainment, Inc., testified the company was hit with three times more bot traffic than it had ever experienced, and for the first time those bots targeted its verified fan servers. Swift will come to AT&T Stadium in Arlington March 31st through April 2nd. Tickets for AT&T Stadium events are sold exclusively on SeatGeek. The presale for Swift's Eras Tour was marred by delays and glitches. Ticketmaster and SeatGeek both canceled general public sales for the shows because of insufficient tickets to meet demand. Up next, hundreds of American Airlines flight attendants picketed Tuesday at DFW International Airport as contract negotiations reach a critical phase of pay raises and scheduling. After going without raises since 2019, members of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants marched at 11 American Airlines bases nationwide, including their biggest hub at DFW Airport, as well as in New York, Charlotte, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. It's one of the most important contract bids for flight attendants in years, with the labor market rarely as favorable for workers and airlines struggling to increase flying amid a surge in demand from travelers. It's the second time since November that union flight attendants at American have picketed. Fort Worth-based American Airlines capacity for the first half of 2023 is still down about 3% from the pre-COVID year of 2019, and the number of flights is down 16%. As the carrier has had to adjust flying by dropping cities and relying less on regional airlines. The flight attendant protests come amid a wave of airline labor unrest with pilots and flight attendants at every major airline. Meanwhile, an HEB employee has gathered more than 3,800 signatures on an online petition criticizing the retailer's sickness policy, saying new changes result in workers being punished for getting sick. The employee tested positive for COVID-19 on January 1st and called in sick, but was penalized for doing so, according to the employee, whose petition is anonymous. The employee went to work with a mask and a positive test in hand and then went home without working the shift. The employee said HEB has a new automated system to track attendance infractions. It assigns points to calling in sick, being tardy or leaving early, potentially triggering disciplinary actions or firing. The San Antonio-based retailer, which has more than 145,000 employees operating 420 stores in Texas and Mexico, disputed the petition's claims. And documents with classified markings were discovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week, the latest in a string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. Pence's lawyer, Greg Jacob, told the National Archives in a letter last week that Pence was unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence and that he understands the high importance of protecting sensitive and classified information and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives in any appropriate inquiry. The revelation came as the Department of Justice was already investigating the discovery of documents with classification markings in President Joe Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Biden has indicated he will seek re-election. Trump is already a declared candidate, and Republican Pence has been exploring a possible 2024 presidential campaign that would put him in direct competition against his former boss. The newest discovery, which was first reported by CNN, thrusts Pence, who had previously insisted that he followed stringent protocols regarding classified documents, into the debate over the handling of secret materials by officials who have served in the highest ranks of government. Pence told the Associated Press in August that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.